And Sean Hannity here with a highlight from my radio show today, right here on iHeartRadio.
There's going to be a lot of evaluation of how we got to this point. I assure you that I've been asking a lot of questions about that. The truth is that this is, number one, very complicated. The website itself is doing a lot of stuff. There aren't a lot of websites out there that have to help people compare their possible insurance options, verify income to find out what kind of tax credits they might get, communicate with those insurance companies so that they can purchase, make sure that all of it's verified, right? So there's just a bunch of pieces to it that made it challenging. And you combine that with the fact that the federal government does a lot of things really well. One of the things it does not do well is information technology procurement. This is kind of a systematic problem that we have across the board.
That was the president from earlier today. And joining us now is our computer expert, our good friend Luke Chung. He's the founder, the president of FMS, Inc. and FMS Advanced Systems Group. And he testified before the House Homeland Security Committee about the cyber side effects, how security is the personal information entered into the flawed healthcare.gov law. He also said previously on this program that he could have built a better site for $1 million and he would have been embarrassed to take $1 million. And Luke, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much for having me again, Sean.
Now, you've become like a rock star. I mean, I see you testify. I mean, I was surprised you even accepted our invitation now to come on the program. I mean,
always happy to be here.
No, I'm teasing you. You know that. Well, let me first start with what the president just said there. And the president is claiming that, you know, there aren't a lot of websites out there that are asked to do what we're asking it to do. Is that true?
Well, you know, there's no website out there that has been asked specifically to do what these guys are trying to do. But the idea of having something where you can compare things to buy and buy something is not that complicated. Almost every e-commerce site has that. The calculation of the subsidy, trying to figure out whether you're legally allowed to be in this country or not, I mean, obviously that's government-focused and very different. Who knows how messed up the system is to do that? That probably has nothing to do with healthcare at all, though.
Mm-hmm. But my point is, all right, so specifically, yes, nobody's been asked to put together a website like this. But he's acting as though Amazon is some small little website. You know, I mean, he's acting like all of these other, like the Drudge Report is a small little website.
Right.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. I'm at Glenn Beck's The Blaze, and there are 200 people here putting together a website every day with video and audio and the millions of hits a day service. And so they don't have any problems. I talked to one of the web guys on a pretty regular basis, and they have zero problems.
Right.
How is that possible?
Yeah. I mean, and part of this is that they didn't really separate out the system into the pieces that should be consumer-facing versus the parts that really need a lot of work in the back. For instance, the part about being able to shop around for insurance policies and get an estimate for a subsidy without putting in the personal information that everybody's concerned about, that should be very easy and out there, should have been out there on day one, should have been out there, you know, at the beginning of this month, should be there at the end of the month, because it really doesn't require a whole bunch of stuff in the back.
Well, let me ask you, at this point, to me, I think the president did this for two reasons. He doesn't want the Republicans to be successful in terms of their effort tomorrow. And I think number two, I think he did it to buy himself and his whiny Democratic friends that are afraid of the November election some time so that they won't take the big political hit that they're destined to take. That's why I think he did it. You have any thoughts on it?
Well, I'm not sure why he did it. I just think it's remarkable that a technical website, which should be handled so many levels below him, is, you know, something he has to deal with and affects national policy. It's unbelievable, actually.
Yeah. All right. Now, you were quoted as saying, you suggested the contractors that built this thing should not try to fix something that is that bad. Now, we've had testimony in the last couple of days before Daryl Issa's committee, and what we learned is, frankly, shocking. We learned about a week or two ago, first off, that they never vetted or did criminal background checks on the so-called navigators. How dangerous is that, considering the personal information and the rise of identity theft in recent years?
Yeah, so, you know, people are putting in things into the system that is personally identifiable information, Social Security, birth dates, home address, things like that. And they've allowed these people who are just are doing them in person or over the phone to be able to get to that information. And whether it's in this system or the IRS or every other government, you know, organization that has this kind of data, that is a potential security breach. So, yeah, I would have presumed that there would be checks on people that got that job.
Did you see the guy testify? Mr. Chow? And Mr. Chow testified that he never saw the warnings, that it was a high risk in multiple areas, and yet they launched it anyway. And he's in charge of all of this, and he never saw the memo that said the risks were, quote, limitless.
Right. So this is where the people that are involved on the technology side, whether they're inside the government or the contractors, really need to be held accountable. You know, and originally when I saw this website and how bad it was, I had been under the impression that the people who built the system were incompetent. My thoughts on that have evolved over the past month, and I'm now beginning to see it from the government contractor perspective. And if I were playing the role of the government contractor, I am now beginning to see that every feature that was added to this system or is in this system is really designed to make more money for the government contractor. If I were trying to rip off the taxpayer, I think I would have added every one of these features that just made it more complex, more difficult, and took more time. I could throw in more people in the system, and I really wouldn't be caring too much about delivering something that worked. I would be just looking to make as much money as possible because I would know that the pocketbook was wide open.
Wow. Now, you also said there's no reason to spend any money to fix something that's not fixable. You don't think this is fixable?
Well, I think that, you know, in my experience in building software, sometimes things get so bad or are so poorly written that it would just be better to redesign it and start from scratch with a team that knows what they're doing.
Right.
So I think that, you know, some of the things that are there, for instance, it requires you to log in and register before you can get any pricing information. Well, you could spend a lot of time trying to make that piece work better. Or you could just say, hey, we're not even going to have that piece. It really doesn't matter. Throw that away. We're just going to let people in through the front door.
Well, what would you do now if they came to you and they said, all right, Luke, you're obviously very good at computers. You can fix this. You said you can fix it. We want you to fix this. What would you do?
Well, I actually wrote up a whole blog post on my site, blog.fmsinc.com, that talks about building a healthcare.gov site that would work. And it would really be designed at three levels. One, come in and shop, just like I would at any e-commerce website. The next level would be get an estimate. Put in some numbers of what your income is, what your family structure is, whatever it might be, and I'll tell you what kind of subsidy you might get. And then finally, there would be a way to apply for a real subsidy. And that would be a tiny subset of the people that would be visiting the site, and you could put all sorts of security around that piece. But in most websites, people, you know, visit the site tens of times, if not 100 times, before they decide to buy something, certainly something as complicated as this. So you don't need to put security or do a lot of work around the people that are just browsing and shopping. It would be so simple.
Wow. And you could do this, and how long would it take you, and how much would it cost us?
You know, the front end side of it, I mean, I think this could be done in a month with the right team in place. And I've said that it would be under $1 million to be able to do that. I'm not sure about the validation part of getting all the stuff from HHS and the IRS and who knows what else on the back that they're doing to validate people. That would probably be a little bit more complicated. But, you know, we're talking in a couple of $1 million kind of thing, not hundreds of millions. Let me put something in perspective, because I think this is kind of timely, and people just don't understand how much software should cost. We did a project with the United Nations, also known to be a very bureaucratic organization, and we did it with the Pan American Health Organization, World Health Organization. We set up a system to manage humanitarian relief logistics. That means getting the right supplies to the right people in disaster zones. We deployed it in over 80 countries. It can be localized to whatever language they're speaking there. And we did it for under $500,000. I presume it's in heavy use right now in the Philippines. You know, so that's the kind of thing that you can deploy for a very relatively low cost. I mean, we thought it was kind of high. In my world, $1 million for a website is a lot of money. But it can be done, and it can be done very well.
Wow, it's pretty frightening. Anyway, Luke, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being with us, and thanks for your insight. You're really shedding a lot of light on things. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
For more of the Sean Hannity Show, go to Hannity.com.